Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Sad for the last time, bring it up, Jake. Better You Bet, for the last time with me on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe is with us normally. I'm very robotic. And you. Not my finest start to an hour. Weird. My final show on the BetMGM Network. Well, I guess I'll be on Sunday. That's a BetMGM Network show, so not my final show on the BetMGM Network. But yeah, Monday, Westwood One Sports, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern, featuring yours truly. I think the show is going to be awesome. And I think everybody should check it out. Why wouldn't I think that? I would urge everybody to, if you have never rated, reviewed, and subscribed to the podcast, and I'm going to have to, and I hope everyone can appreciate this, because I actually haven't asked people to do anything in a long time. Like, in a long time. And you know that, right? Because you listen to the show every day, you watch the show, right? I haven't asked anyone to do that. Going to ask people to do that again. So if you already have, it would be great if you could, like, leave a new review, update your old one, whatever. Leave a 5-star review. Check out the new show. The distribution for the new show is going to be way more expansive than it is now, which is awesome. Like, for me personally, it's really cool. We'll have its own dedicated channel on SiriusXM. Like, not like, hey, we're on this random channel for 3 hours. Like, no. Like, this network's going to have its own dedicated channel on SiriusXM, which is really cool. The Odyssey app, the Westwood One app, YouTube and Twitch. The show is going to be on NESN in the Massachusetts area and, like, the New England area every day, which is awesome. I think, like, a bunch of other places also, like, this has all been such a whirlwind that I don't have the full list in front of me, but there'll be a lot of places for you to catch the show. And I really hope that you do. At least give it a shot. I think you'll like it. If you like anything that I've done in the past, my strong thought is that you will like the show as well. Danny Parkins, and yes, to answer anyone's questions, will there be betting on the new show? Duh. Like, I've been betting for 21 years. I bet, like, I don't know, 365 days a year. I don't know, like 350. I do take some days off. I'm betting on most days, and I have been for two decades. So will there be betting on the new show? Like, of course. Like, that will never not be a part of who I am and what I do. So yes, to answer any of those, because I've got a couple of those questions. Like, this is going to be an all sports network. Will there be betting? Well, BetMGM is still our sponsor, and I still bet all the time. So yes, absolutely. And thank you very much again to everyone that has been with us for any period of time, whether you're a new listener and viewer from this football season, whether you are someone who has been with us since day one in 2019, anywhere in between, a sincere, sincere thank you from me to you. Without you, I don't get this opportunity that I have been given that I am extraordinarily grateful for. Danny Parkins joins us in 20 minutes. First things first on Fox Sports 1. Bets for tonight will end the show. Let's do some football for Week 17. I don't think we need to play the It Move music here, but I think like the slate sucks. Like the games are not good on Christmas Day. And part of me does feel, I don't know, I don't want to say it's like a little karma here. You know, I love the NFL more than like anybody. Did you hear the interview with Mark Schlereth? Like I'm rattling off all this. Like, you don't think I love the NFL like as much, if not more, than like literally anybody? I don't think we need three NFL games every Christmas. Just saying. Like the can anything be sacred? And I love the NFL. Can anything be sacred? I feel like this is like, hey, maybe let's reconsider like trying to own Christmas Day. Can anything be sacred ever? I guess not. So we have the Cowboys at the Commanders, Dak Prescott v. Josh Johnson. The Lions at the Vikings, Jared Goff v. Max Brosmer. And perhaps the chef's kiss of all. Oh, man, Christmas night. What? Because, look, you know, Christmas Eve, maybe you spend time with family, you spend time with family on Christmas Day, and it's like, yeah, like, it's all winding down. Hopefully you have an awesome day. And you sit in front of the TV on Christmas night. Here's Bo Nix against Chris Olodokun. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing his name correctly. For the Broncos and the Chiefs in Arrowhead. Man, what a expensive ticket I'm sure that's going to be to watch the not-so-nice 6-9 Kansas City Chiefs play out the string against the Broncos team that should kill them. Let's talk about these games. I actually think there's like decent bets to be made here. So Dallas is 7 on the road at the Commanders. Total is 50.5. The Cowboys announced that Dak Prescott's going to play the rest of the year despite them being eliminated from playoff contention. I think Josh Johnson is fairly competent. Cliff Kingsbury's a pretty good offensive coordinator. We are at 7-110 right now. If we stay in this range, I actually think I'm going to put a small bet in on the Commanders. Just, you need Dallas, like Dallas could score a lot in the game. You need the Cowboys defense to play decently to win this game by margin. Like, this isn't Dallas to win. Like, Dallas needs to win by 10 with that defense. And can it happen? Like, yeah, it could. And I'm just going to do a quick Twitter search here. See if we have a Dallas injury report for today. Because obviously the game is on Thursday. Okay, here we do. We have one. Let's see. Quinnen Williams, limited in practice. Maybe he's back. Lean for me towards the Commies. We'll see where the market moves over the next couple days. I'll tweet some stuff out over the next couple days with the plays that I like. I hope everyone understands. Been like a weird couple days here. Like, I'm not like in the handicapping streets like I normally am. We'll get back to that start coming up on Monday. And we will give bets on every show, as per usual, here on You Better You Bet. Even on this new format, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Westwood One Sports. Lean for me towards Washington. Lions and the Vikings. Detroit. Oh, okay, so we're up to 7.5 now. It's juiced towards Minnesota. The Lions, 7.5 on the road, total 43.5. I think I'm going to bet Minnesota. Detroit kind of strikes me at this point now as not quite dead team walking, but it's all, not all but done, but it's not great. And I think I trust Minnesota to put up some points on this Detroit defense. So haven't placed the bet yet. Would lean towards Minnesota. Also, like, if you wanted to tease Detroit, I don't hate that now that we're up to 7.5. Max Brosmer going to start for the Vikings. And then the Broncos on the Chiefs, at the Chiefs on Christmas night. This opened on Sunday night, 11.5, and I laughed. And then I bet Denver. It's 13, and it's on the way up. Nothing can stop it. It's going up. And it should. I don't know how the Chiefs are scoring here, how the Chiefs are getting off the mat. If I had to bet the game, it is Denver or nothing, even at a huge price against the Kansas City Chiefs. So that's how I see Christmas Day in the NFL. You better you bet on this Tuesday. All right, let's go to Saturday, where Femi and I touched on this yesterday. And just to say, again, like, love Femi, and Femi's going to have an awesome rest of his career. And he'll always be part of our family here on the show. Chargers and Texans in the first game on Saturday. Chargers, and I'm just going to check BetMGM to make sure nothing's moved. Yep, we're still Chargers 2 at home. Total is 39.5. Femi was, I think, the first one out of the two of us to say this yesterday. He likes Houston as a teaser leg. How could you not? Total 39.5. Texans defense being what it is. Teasing the Texans up to 8 feels like a really good idea. I think you could pair it with Detroit if you wanted to, if you wanted a little Christmas and then Saturday after Christmas action with the Lions and Houston. Don't hate that at all. Houston teaser leg, I think, makes a lot of sense coming up on Saturday. Packers-Ravens on Saturday. What time is this game? Saturday night on Peacock. It's Peacock. We were on Peacock for a while. It was pretty cool, even if the format didn't really make a lot of sense. I always would laugh when I would get those messages like, hey, like, why is the format like this? And I wanted to write you back and said, yeah, I know, right? Pretty stupid. We did the best we could. I guess we fell short. We really did try really hard to make that work. And I think we'd still be on Peacock if not for stuff that goes on in business, which is okay. Packers and the Ravens at Lambeau. Green Bay, a juiced 2.5-point favorite. Total in the game is 40.5. We don't know who is starting yet at quarterback for either team. Jordan Love and Malik Willis both practiced today for the Green Bay Packers. So my guess is, like, I don't know if Love's going to clear concussion protocol, but it looks like Malik Willis will be good to go. If not, and we actually have this from 15 minutes ago per head coach Matt LaFleur. Malik Willis said he'll be ready to start Saturday if Jordan Love can't clear protocol, so he should be good to go. And we news yet on Lamar Jackson, other than Todd Monken saying the back injury has been hard on him. So I don't think there's anything to say about this game yet until we get more information on Baltimore and the quarterback situation. So those are the Saturday games. We'll move to Sunday, and we'll carry this into the final segment of the show. Bengals and the Cardinals on Saturday in Cincinnati. Bengals and the Cardinals coming over tonight. Ha ha. Cincy, a juiced 7 at home. Total 53.5. We'll see what the Cardinals injury report has to hold. This is a walking wounded team. I would be pretty surprised if the Bengals didn't win by 30. I like Cincinnati a lot. And if the Bengals do go up to 7.5, I mean, I know, like, Jacoby Brissett against the Bengals defense and the Cardinals offense has been pretty good. I don't know. I kind of don't feel like the Bengals are losing this game at home with Arizona's secondary being in the state it's in. And here's Burrow and Chase and Higgins and company. Cincinnati is a teaser like feel to me also. If we're not in range yet, I think that we'll get there coming up before Sunday. Steelers and the Browns in Cleveland. We told you yesterday on the show, hey, like 4.5 is probably a good bet. 4 is probably a good bet. We're now at 3. Pittsburgh 3, and we are juiced towards the Steelers, but it is 3. 33.5 is the total, which is obviously, like, it's weather impacted. There is wind expected. It's early. It's still Tuesday. Things can change, but I think organically, the betting market expects not a lot of points, which you can understand with these two teams, and also adding wind into the equation, you know, December game, out, like late December game outdoor in Cleveland with the lake effect. I think that's how you get to a total of 33.5. So at this moment right now, I'm actually looking at weather. As you know, I am like an amateur weatherman. It doesn't look like the wind's going to be that bad. And if we, and I'll talk about it on Sunday on my various shows. I'll bet the over in this game if we get there and the wind's not bad. It's way too low for it not to be wind impacted. Mike Brown has put the Doppler effect on the screen. So what you can see, Mike, if you'd be so kind as to zoom into Ohio, I can tell everybody what's happening on this weather on the map right now. So what you can see here on the screen as we get Ohio, please, Mike. There. Okay, we're almost there. To the right a little bit. To the right. To my right. My right. Keep going. There you go. No. Okay. It's not going great. Okay. You can see Ohio on your screen there. So right above Ohio, you see Michigan, right? And you see the purple on the screen. If you're not watching, you're missing out on this virtuoso performance by yours truly. Someone call me the White Al Roker. You see some purple on the screen there. That right there is condensation coming from Canada. It's very cold, infamously, famously in Canada this time of year. And the same winds that carry like the bad air from wildfires to the northeast during the summer months, those winds are prevalent in Canada also during the winter. But what happens with those winds is they carry the condensation from Canada all the way off the coast to Lake Michigan and to Lake Erie. And then what happens is what's called in the meteorological community as a witch's brew. It's a famous, like the Weather Channel talks about it. The New England Journal of Science and Medicine has talked about it, where it's like this concoction of things, like a wintry mix, if you will. And all these things are kind of mixed together. Condensation and potential snow and cold weather. And the witch's brew then cascades down towards Ohio, and that's what's called the lake effect. So that's what we're anticipating happening in between now and Sunday, potentially, in Cleveland. We bet Cleveland yesterday on the show. This game may mean nothing for Pittsburgh. If Baltimore loses to the Packers on Saturday, they're out, and Pittsburgh is AFC North champion. And if that happens, Mason Rudolph's going to start. They're not going to play Aaron Rodgers in a meaningless game. He's 42. He's my age. He's not playing in meaningless games. They're going to save him for the postseason, which means it's Mason Rudolph. And here's the question that you have to answer, listener and viewer. Assuming you think Green Bay is going to win. So if you think Green Bay is going to win, what would you make Mason Rudolph starting on the road at Cleveland? And maybe that informs a bet that you will make in this game. Saints and the Titans in Tennessee. Now, the Saints did well on Sunday to cover a big number against a bad team. They covered, obviously, against the Jets. Now they are almost three on the road at Tennessee, and the Titans did beat the Chiefs on Sunday. So Saints, a juice 2.5, total 39.5. I think Kellen Moore has shown that he's a pretty damn good coach and that Tyler Shuck has got the goods to at least enter next year as the starting quarterback of the New Orleans Saints. But very quietly, Cam Ward starting to look halfway decent. Made some just, like, look up on social media, Cam Ward highlights against the Chiefs. He makes some real wow throws every week. I like the over in the game. 39.5. And if it goes to 3, I'm taking the points with the Tennessee Titans. We'll save the rest for the final segment of the show. We'll take a quick break. And on the other side, our friend Danny Parkins, First Things First on Fox Sports 1, joins us here on this Tuesday for Christmas. You better you bet. One last ride here on the BetMGM Network.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
The fake. Williams looking downfield, launching downfield, going for it all. It is caught. Bears win it. DJ Moore.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Kevin Burkhardt, Tom Brady with the call this past Saturday night. Pretty good game. Bears 22, Packers 16 in overtime. And because the Steelers beat the Lions on Sunday, I cashed a ticket. Also, the Bears made the playoffs. I'll leave it up to you to decide which is more noteworthy. I bet the Bears to make the playoffs before the year. I bet Minnesota also to win the division. That's going to lose, obviously. But had the Bears and Vikings, my idea was to fade Green Bay and Detroit, and it looks like it's going to work out with the Chicago Bears. And despite that, I have learned, and I actually don't mean this as an insult. I actually think it's a compliment in a weird way that Bears fans, I actually think, are maybe the most sensitive fan base. It's like, I'm Mr. Bear this season. Like I was saying in August they're going to the play. Bet it. My own money. And I dared to say that I thought the Bears got a little lucky on Saturday night, and I had Bears fans like in full force, out for blood for the following like 36 hours straight. Joining us now to adjudicate that and talk about his Chicago Bears, and we'll talk week 17 in the NFL, is my good buddy. And I was like, Ryan, because this is my final You Better You Bet in the BetMGM network, and Danny is aware of this, of course, that, and Danny, I think, will be joining us on the new show in the new time slot, which is awesome. Very happy for that. Westwood One Sports, weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern. I was actually thinking earlier today about, just reminiscing about everything, Danny. Actually, we'll get to the Bears in a second. But doing those shows in Chicago with you and Joe right before COVID in 2020 are like very fun memories during that postseason. So we've been doing this for a long time, my friend. How's it going? Happy early Christmas to you and the family.
Thank you, my friend. Always good to be with you. I know why Bears fans came across as very sensitive here, because you have to understand, of course, the Bears were lucky. I want to just get right into the heart of the issue here. Of course, the Bears were lucky, but you have to understand that is arguably the most satisfying Bears win since the NFC Championship in 2006. So, like, we're just not interested in hearing it. Like, it doesn't mean it's not true. I don't even think Bears fans would say it's not true. Like, recovering an onside kick always inherently comes with some luck. The other team fumbling a snap on fourth down obviously comes with some luck. I think we, like, in rational mind would acknowledge that. It's just anything taking away or sullying the thrill and enjoyment of what happened from like the onside kick forward and the two touchdown passes from Caleb. It's just one of the greatest Bears moments of my life. So I'm not mad at you saying that they were lucky. It's of course objectively true. I just couldn't be less interested in the observation or conversation.
Do you think that Bears, and look, like, the Bears haven't won a Super Bowl since 1985. So, I mean, if I were a Giants fan, and, like, I'm born in 83, and, like, I had never, like, technically, quote-unquote, seen them win a Super Bowl, I might be like that also. So, like, I think that probably plays into it a little bit. Do you think that the Bears fans are the most sensitive fan base, or one of the most sensitive fan bases out there in all of sports? Is that fair or unfair to say?
I don't experience it that way, but like if you have that experience and you want to characterize it that way, I honestly don't care. Like, because like even
fair
just
enough.
Saying like for that game, for that game specifically, like it's not even just no Super Bowl since 85, right? It's like it's playing the rival, being 16-52 against the rival since 1992 when they got Brett Favre, and since Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers to Jordan Love till Saturday, they had always not only kicked your ass, not only won Super Bowls, not only gotten more attention and praise and recognition, which was all deserved, on like a micro level, they had also always had the better quarterback. So for like the Bears quarterback to do that against that team in that spot, like it's different than if that exact same set of circumstances would have happened against the Cardinals or even the Vikings. Like it was like a very specific thing. I stood on my couch for literally, dude, 5 minutes after the game ended. I couldn't get down. I was so in shock at the sequence of events that had just transpired. Eventually, Steph was like, can you get off the furniture? What are you doing? Like, it was just, I was completely outside of my own consciousness watching that fourth quarter and overtime that, like, sure, call it sensitive. I don't care. It was one of the it was one of the great sports moments of my life that did not involve the playoffs. It was incredible.
So, like, what happens now? So I think, you know, like, I'll be objective about it, right? Like, I thought the Bears are better than I thought they would be this season. And I thought that they would, they are who I thought they were. They did make the playoffs. I think they're probably, I think most Bears fans would probably agree with this. Like, an irrational moment, a sober moment would say, yeah, like, probably a year early as far as being like a legit Super Bowl contender. Although, like, you never know. And I don't want to, like, discount the possibility they could go on a run. Like, Niners coming up this week, massive game, of course. You know, San Fran, a 3-point home favorite. Like, what are your expectations for this Sunday night? And, like, where do you think it goes from here? For, like, we know they're in the tournament. What are your expectations here for the Chicago Bears?
Yeah, it's a great question, and I'll try to answer it from, like, a couple of prongs. Like, one, for this game, one of my favorite bets of the year is over 51. The Niners defense, I do not believe in. Like, they're having a nice winning streak right now, and Purdy's playing amazing. But I mean, the Titans had almost 7 yards per carry against them. Phillip Rivers carved them up early last night. Like, I do not believe that the Niners defense has been adequately tested recently during this win streak. But I do think that Purdy's playing great, and we'll see on with Kittle, but I fully expect him to play. They're very healthy on offense. So their offense looks great. They're averaging 34 a game in the last five. So, like, this game, I think, is going to be a shootout. If the Bears go 2-0 down the stretch, and you just mentioned Niners Lions, and Seattle loses one game, the Bears are the one seed. Now, I don't think that's the outcome here, obviously. But it is on the board of possibilities. And if that happens and people have to come through Chicago and play that running game in the cold with Caleb's arm strength, like, not being as effective by cold and wind as other guys, like, then I think they're live. If when they have to go on, but they went to Philly and dominated. Like, I think it's wide open. And I think I would pick them. I don't think they're better than Seattle. I do not think that they're better than the Rams. But so what? They're a 6-point underdog in L.A.? Like, whatever you think that number would be, like, it's crazier things have happened for the rest of the year. But I also fully agree that they're a year early, and that's what's so exciting about it. Like, will Caleb take the leap in year two under Ben Johnson, figure out a way to add a pass rush? Because right now their defense is not good enough. The only thing they're good enough in is takeaways. But it's not a good defense. They got absolutely no pass rush against Jordan Love, and that's without Zach Tom, their right tackle, who went down. So I don't think the defense is very good. I don't think they are actually as good as their record is, but their quarterback is peaking at the right time. They have an incredible coach. They're going to have, I think, one, maybe two, maybe three home playoff games, depending on how it all breaks. They've got an incredible running game. So crazier things have happened than this team making a legit run and surprising some people in January.
Yeah, and just, and I said this to a couple of Bears fans that were getting like a little, and I understand, and like you kind of laid it out, I totally get it. Like in 2011, when the Giants went on their run and won the Super Bowl, they beat the Jets on Christmas Eve that year. That's the Victor Cruz 99-yard touchdown game. They got pretty lucky to win that game and then like went on to win the Super Bowl. Like, it's not outside the realm that the Bears could make some kind of crazy run here. I don't think it's going to happen, but like to Danny's point, not impossible. You bet on this Tuesday. Danny Parkins, our guest, first things first on Fox Sports 1, at Danny Parkins on social. So with that said, I gave you $100 right now, and I know you would like more than that to place this wager. Let's just call it around $100. And said, you need to bet the NFC winner right now. And you could factor price. Or this could just be like, who you think is going to win? Rams plus 240. Seattle 3, Philly 5, Eagles would actually be my choice. Niners 650, Packers 8, Bears 850. I don't even think we need to talk about the NFC South teams. Who do you like and why to win the NFC?
So, the reason I won't bet the Bears is because I already have much more money at it at 14-1 and longer. So, I'm already properly invested.
You bet more than $100 on that? You bet more than $100 on that? Yeah. I can't believe it.
Yeah, I'm happy to send you the text, the screenshot, yes, if you'd like
I
to
know
see
you
it.
Did. No, I know you did. I know you did.
If you'd like to see it. No, but at that number, at that price, I think I would put my money on Seattle. And I understand the Sam Darnold situation, but if they're going to be the one seed, and I think they are, I hope like the Seahawks-Rams, if we get part three, I'm here for it. I think both of those games have been fascinating. I thought Thursday night was arguably the game of the year. I think McDonald is probably my pick for coach of the year at this point. Him, Liam Cohen, Ben Johnson. I think it's insane that Mike Vrabel has as much love in that award market as he does. I think McDonald's been absolutely amazing. JSN, obviously incredible. Their defense matches up well with basically every team, home field advantage, the whole thing. And if the only argument is Sam Darnold won't win big games, I don't think we have a large enough body of work for that in the playoffs, and I think he's been really good. And I was a huge doubter of his. And so the 7 turnovers against the Rams in the 2 games is obviously concerning when 6 of those turnovers are related to Sam Darnold. But that just means he's due for positive regression because they've played to them to within 1 point and 1 yard over the 2 matchups, and they should be at home the whole way through. So I think they deserve to be the favorites, and they're not, so I'd put them at that price.
I don't know if he's due. The really fun thing is, we're going to find out. Eagles would be my choice there in the NFC. The AFC, my friends, is just as wide open as it's ever been. I think we know, like, I know the Colts are still mathematically alive. Like, it's probably going to be Houston and probably going to be Pittsburgh. So I think we know who all the teams are going to be. And it's kind of shaping up as Buffalo's got the best quarterback, but the Bills probably don't have the best team. And kind of, who do you want to ride with here? Maybe Denver gets home field. Maybe it's the Patriots. If I made you pick right now, Danny, the AFC winner, and I'll give you the prices here in the AFC. Denver plus 350, Patriots plus 375, Buffalo 4. And for people that are like, how could Buffalo be the third choice in the market? Because Denver and New England are more likely to get the one seed. Jacksonville 550, Houston 650, the Chargers at 8, the Steelers at 14. Who do you like in the AFC and why?
Yeah, so Buffalo was my pick before the year. I will stay with them. I think that their run defense is atrocious, obviously. They're pretty broken defensively. But Josh Allen can win shootouts. And I think a rudimentary level of analysis of the best quarterback by far when so many of those other quarterbacks are unproven. I think that analysis actually holds and is fair there. The only team I want to highlight, and you know I'm a huge Justin Herbert guy, so I won't even talk about him here. The Chargers at that price, I do think are interesting. Like Justin Herbert, I know it was against Dallas, but he just had one of the best games he's had since 2021. The tackle situation is brutal. They'd have a hard time in the individual matchup against Houston's pass rush, against Denver's pass rush, no doubt. But Justin Herbert also is a magician against pressure. He's been dealing with it all year, and he still has great like accuracy games. Like he is not fundamentally the problem in that spot. They've got the number one opponent passer rating against defense, and Dicker's been arguably the best kicker in the NFL this year. Like the things that have let them down in the past, special teams and no defense, I actually think they have. Like they made Dallas's life more difficult than basically anyone has this year against their offense in that game that we just saw this week. They just went through Jalen Hurts, Mahomes, Dak, and they're allowing 16 points per game against those three quarterbacks. So I think their defense is a difference maker. I think Herbert is getting healthier and playing spectacular. Obviously, Hampton back is nice, but the offensive line's not doing much. So the offense is limited, there's no question. But I like the defense, I like the special teams, I love the quarterback, and I love that price.
What's so funny about the Chargers, I think you'll agree with this. If they had Alt and Slater, like the two, like all, you know, the all-pro tackles, the tip of the spear, as Jim Harbaugh calls it, they're the best team in the conference, and I don't know that it's close with those two tackles and how well they played this year without them. Like, Harbaugh's unbelievable. Herbert's having a great year. Final question for you, my friend. I have about 45 seconds for the answer. What are you most looking forward to coming up on Christmas Day, just in general in life?
Well, so my family's favorite holiday was Thanksgiving, and Steph really loved Christmas. Not that everyone doesn't love Christmas, but so when we got together, it was like kind of like Thanksgiving, we're going to kind of do it with my family and my family's way, and Christmas, we're going to do her way. And it doesn't also hurt that I'm Jewish, so obviously she should get Christmas. But she's been like, I want it to just be you, me, and the kids on Christmas Day. And so, like, her family just left town. They came in before, and it'll just be the, you know, I've got a soon-to-be 6-year-old boy and a 3.5-year-old boy. We're elfing on the shelf. We're making cookies for Santa, opening presents, big surprises, like a whole elaborate day planned around making it magical for them. So, you know, like just seeing it through their eyes. It's corny, but I'm like really, I'm giving them both Caleb Williams jerseys, which I'm really excited about. So I think it's going to just be a great day with my nuclear family, and I'm really pumped for it.
Merry Christmas to you and your beautiful family, my friends. I'll catch up with you on the new show and the new network.
Can't wait, man. Congrats again, and Merry Christmas to you and your family as well.
Our friend Danny Parkins joining us here on You Better You Bet. Danny will join us on the new show, which I'm very much looking forward to. On the other side, we'll keep breaking down Week 17 in the NFL. We'll give you bets for tonight. And one final sign-off from this time slot from yours truly to you and yours.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Couple housekeeping items to hit before we end the show, and I'll do a little more Week 17. We'll give you bets for tonight. Got a couple notes from people. What's happened to the Sunday show? The Sunday show will continue to exist. I'm under contract. It's like in my contract that I'm going to do those shows. They will absolutely still exist. They will exist under this new umbrella of Westwood One Sports, but they will still exist and will be on, like, the Saturday shows during Wild Card and Divisional Round will happen as well. So we are, like, same schedule moving forward here. I think the plan is for me to do those shows solo. I think that's going to be what it is, and we'll have guests, obviously, including this Sunday. And hey, Tyler and Bill, like, let's get a guest for the show on Sunday. I haven't talked about that yet, but it would be really great. So yes, like, the weekend shows will continue in perpetuity. They are part of my contract, as are like 19 other things that will either continue to happen or will be new to my work plate starting on Monday. I know that there has been some hokey stuff in today's show, or at least maybe you could perceive it as being hokey. I meant all of it. I will say one other thing that could be conceived to be as hokey. Right now, I say it every year, right before Christmas, right before we exit the show. I've been doing it for years. I do it on this show. I do it on the show on WFAN as well on Sunday mornings. Christmas, for a lot of people, including me, is a great day, and you look forward to it. Like, my life is pretty good, thankfully. And, you know, you never know what's around the corner. You never know when's guaranteed tomorrow. But right now, like, things are pretty good. But my life has not always been good. I've had plenty of holidays that have been not so great for various different reasons. Some of them can be personal, family-related, professional-related. Things are not always good for everybody. We've all been there, right? So I feel like sometimes around this season, me too, like I'm in this boat too. You kind of get swept up in, you know, the pageantry of it and how great it is and Merry Christmas and everyone's happy. And the fact of the matter is, like, not everybody's happy. And if you're not happy, for whatever the reason, and I have been not happy at many points in my life, I'm not perfect, right? Nobody is. The holidays definitely make it worse. And those feelings become more acute. Because it's a day that everybody else is happy and you're not. And I've been there. And maybe it's because of work or something personal or you're estranged from a family, whatever it is. Just my hope for you, if you fall under that umbrella, first off, like, there's nothing wrong with it. I've been there. Everybody's been there. We've all had rough days. We've all had rough times, rough months, rough years. I have, at least. Keep your head up. Do your best to find some joy in whatever that is, whether it's, you know, putting a couple bucks down on the football game, one of the football games, one of the basketball games, watching a movie you like, calling a friend, whatever it is. I hope sincerely that you are able to find some joy this Christmas season, even if life is not giving it to you right now. So again, like I say that every year, wanted to make sure I said that here. We'll continue on with bets in a second, but just thank you again to Jake on Jake's last day on the show and on this network. Merry Christmas, Jake. Like, we love you. Jake has changed his Twitter handle to @TheJakeHassan. That was quick. Great move. Everyone follow Jake there on Twitter and on Instagram. @TheJakeHassan, Hassan. Thank you to Femi for everything that he brought over the last 16 plus months here on You Better You Bet. And to everyone adversely impacted by everything that's happened in this industry and under this umbrella and under the various Westwood One and Odyssey umbrellas, like, everything's going to be cool. Like, none of these people didn't die, but just wishing all of them the best and that they are able to continue forward with their lives and careers and do awesome, awesome things. I am rooting for all of them. I want them all to do great. Yeah, and check me out, Westwood One Sports, starting this Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern. It's going to be in a lot of the same places you find the show. Bill, what's the Sirius channel we're on? I got to ask a couple people about that. Odyssey app, YouTube, Twitch, like a million different radio stations. We'll talk more about it on Monday. Bill's getting the Sirius. I think it's 371. I think that's right. And it's going to be like the whole network. It'll be like the Westwood One Sports channel on Sirius. So like every show will be on it. So you can check us out on Sirius XM and all those places that you find us regularly. Thank you again to our crew. And thank you to all our listeners. 375 is the channel. I was wrong. 375 on Sirius XM starting on Monday morning. Thank you again to all our listeners and viewers. Without you, I am not nothing. Like, I'm still a person and like bring value as a human, but I'm not what I am here. And I thank you very much and hope that you will continue to join us here in the next evolution of You Better You Bet. And just to reiterate, we will have some separate content. I will always do betting on You Better You Bet, always. But there will be other betting content that will be coming your way as well, courtesy of yours truly. And we will see what happens from there. I am being purposefully vague. More to come, maybe next week, maybe. Probably after the new year. Probably after the new year. We'll see what happens. And I did clear that with some higher upset Odyssey today. Like, can I say this? Can I talk about it? Yes was the answer I got in the form that I just gave it. And I hope people can understand and respect that. All right. Our executive producer today, Bill Zimmerman. Our technical director, Tyler Morales. Our engineer, the great Jake the Snake Hassan at The Jake Hassan on socials. Our video producer, God's Perfect Creation, downtown, Mike Brown. BetMGM tonight is coming up next. All right. Let's give you some remaining thoughts, week 17 in the NFL, where we just found out moments ago that Lamar Jackson listed as, it's an estimated practice report for the Ravens, but DNP today, Green Bay remains a juice 2.5 point home favorite. Total remains 40.5. It feels like Lamar very much up in the air. I don't take that to mean he's out. He never practices early in the week anyway. So I don't want to do anything off of that news. I don't think it necessarily means anything yet on Lamar Jackson. Quick hitters on the rest of the games this weekend. Jaguars and the Colts in Indianapolis. Apparently, like the Colts are playing Phillip Rivers no matter whether they're in contention or eliminated, which makes no sense to me that that's the case. Jacksonville, a juice 6.5 point favorite. I mean, I guess like if it went to 7, I'd consider Indianapolis, but no real thought on that game right now. Tampa is a 5.5 point favorite in Miami against the Dolphins. I think the Bucs are going to win by a million. The Patriots are 13.5 point favorites at Brady Cook and the Jets, 42.5 the total. I would never bet the Jets, and we'll leave it at that. Seahawks, a juiced 7 on the road in Carolina against the Panthers, 42.5 the total. This screams extreme outcomes to me, where Carolina, when it plays against teams like this that are better than Carolina, they take big swings. I think they know they can't compete with the Seahawks in a straight up game, so they're going to do some wacky stuff. They'll have a wacky game plan, and maybe that results in an outright win like it did against the Rams, or maybe they get, you know, boat raced like they did by the Buffalo Bills earlier in the season. So I think if you like Carolina, I actually think it's Panthers money line. And if you like Seattle, Seattle minus 13.5, minus 16.5, etc. on the Seattle Seahawks. The Tank Bowl in Vegas with the Raiders and the Giants. I did this extensively yesterday. I have Giants fans that are messaging me, friends of mine or otherwise. Like the Giants are going to do it again. They're going to win a game they should lose and screw themselves out of draft position. I'm actually like not concerned about that happening. I don't think people understand how bad and how pathetic this Giants team is. I'm very confident they're going to lose on Sunday. I love the Raiders. Bills and the Eagles in Buffalo. Josh Allen dealing with the foot injury, like we expect him to play in the game. The Bills are 1.5 point favorites, but something to monitor as the week goes on. 43.5 the total. Lean for me towards the Eagles. Low total feels like a good teaser leg. We'll talk about that on the Sunday edition of the show. And then Sunday Night Football, Bears and the Niners. Total of the game's 52.5. Niners a 3-point home favorite. I actually think I like San Francisco a little bit in the game. Like, I know San Francisco's going to be able to score in the game. Like, the Niners' offense is ridiculous. And maybe it gets San Francisco over the hump. Like, I still don't like the Niners this year because I don't like their defense. But, I mean, if they can get even league average defense in the playoffs, like, they could potentially go to the Super. I don't think it's going to happen, but it could. I wouldn't bet on it, but it could happen. I think I'm going to lay the points with the Niners because I know San Francisco's scoring. I'm not sure if Chicago's scoring enough to keep up. And maybe that'll be a Niners team total over for me. I'll talk about that on Sunday's edition of the show. And then the Monday night game, we'll talk about that on Monday on Westwood One Sports, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern with the Rams and the Falcons. All right, let's talk about tonight's games. Jake, for the last time, can you please kindly drop the dope-ass beat? All right, Tyler, there it is. Got the read-in. Today's NBA Odds Boost token belongs in the starting five. Use your token to get a bigger payout on a winning NBA bet. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. Bets for tonight. Huge slate in the NBA. Like, actually a great NBA slate tonight, including the Thunder and the Spurs will play twice in the next 3 days. They play on Christmas also, this burgeoning rivalry. The Thunder are 5.5 point road favorites. I actually just am bringing the market up here. Thunder are, let's see what they're at now. They're up to 7.5. I bet 5.5. Up to you if you would like to bet San Antonio. The Thunder laughed in the locker room after they lost in Vegas to San Antonio. I think they, as the kids would say, they get their lick back. Am I using that correctly, guys? I like the Thunder tonight. I want to see what the line is now. Give me the Clippers plus 8.5 at home against the Rockets, where the Clippers have been way more competitive as of late. Like, the Rockets should win the game, but I think the Clippers cover. Give me LA plus 8.5 at home against Houston. And I like my Knicks as a dog tonight in Minnesota against the Wolves. No Jalen Brunson. Minnesota's a 7.5 point favorite, but I like the vibe of this Knicks team. Tyler Kolek going to get some run tonight. I think the Knicks fall inside the number. Give me the New York Knicks. And Darius Garland being back has turned the Cavaliers into a different team. Give me the Cavs to end New Orleans' 5-game winning streak. I like the Cavs to win and win big tonight at home against the Pelly Pels. One college basketball bet. I did take 2.5 with Villanova. 2.5 with Nova at Seton Hall. First Big East game for both of those teams. Bring the music down here. And I'll just close with this. going to be weird on Monday with, in a different time slot. Just again, I am going to put my all into this. And if you've been following all along, I don't think I've ever, even if it hasn't been perfect, I don't think I've ever really let you down. When Ken left, I said, we're going to have something that's going to be really good. I think a lot of people think that that was the case. I do with Femi. And now with this transition, just I know it's going to be really good. And I know that all the content that I'm going to bring you is going to be really good. Except for Fridays in the summer where you won't see me. It's in my contract. So for the last time in this time slot, for our friend Jake the Snake Hassan, I'm Nick Costos wishing you, minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck, a very Merry Christmas, and I will see all of you Monday morning, 9 a.m. Eastern, for You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.